you can probably say this next fact with me. Every year, 8 million metric tons of plastic trash finds its way into the ocean, killing the wildlife, destroying our food chain. And a lot of that plastic also finds its way back up on shore, a vicious cycle, especially in developing impoverished countries where there's not a lot of waste management. But David Katz thinks poverty and pollution can be combined in another cycle that can reduce both problems. He's the founder of Plastic Bank. This is a for-profit organization. They pay plastic collectors in an online account for plastics they've collected, and they in turn can spend that online money at the group's brick-and-mortar centers. David Katz, founder and CEO of Plastic Bank, joins us. Hi.
Hi, Robin.
Okay, so a lot of people are familiar with taking their plastic to recycling centers and they pop them in vending machines and maybe some change comes out, or maybe there's a company that comes, maybe it's their town that comes and picks up their recycling. You've said that what you want to do is have the plastic accepted from people as currency in return for goods and services. What does that mean?
One of our collectors, like Lisa Nassis, she's a remarkable example of one of the collectors in our system. She makes a living by collecting material from streets or from door-to-door, business-to-business, and collects a volume of material. And at the end of the day, she brings the material to us. And it's more of a community center where she's greeted, acknowledged, known, and the material is weighed. And the quality of the material is validated. And then a value, depending on the material and the type that she's brought to us, is provided to her into an online account, or she can spend it in the store. She can buy sustainable cooking fuel, Wi-Fi, cell phone minutes. In the Philippines, we offer medical insurance, access to filtered water, and we're most proud to offer school tuition.
And then you take that raw material they've brought in, that the plastic, and you turn around and sell it. This closes the loop. This is a circular economy. It sounds fantastic, but you're also doing it as a for-profit. How do you make money? Because I'm assuming that you want to give out as much as possible to the people who are bringing the plastic in.
The Plastic Bank is a for-profit organization that brokers the material that we collect as social plastic. Now, the brands that buy our material, like the German Consumer Goods Company, they buy that material as an input into their manufacturing, and they pay a social plastic rate. And we make a profit on that. And that helps us support the creation of additional collection centers. It lets us grow into more countries. It allows us to engage and educate more of our collectors.
You say they pay a social plastic rate. They pay a premium. They pay more because these companies have bought into the notion of being stewards of the earth with their consumers. And I understand you came up with this idea because it's not just that people will bring in their plastics from home. You're hoping that further, they also become people who help clean up these horrible situations that they have to live in because they can make money off it.
Robin, I think that there's a great conversation in this idea that if every piece of packaging or bottle was $5, we know that there would be none in garbage cans or in the ditch or in the streets. People don't throw money away. And as we continue to reveal a value in this material resource, we see that people are beginning to keep and collect all the material they encounter. Like within the Philippines, where there's a multi-layer sachet economy.
What's a sachet?
It's a piece of aluminum coated with a piece of plastic at either side. And that little sachet traditionally holds a single service of like a shampoo or a soap package or even a ketchup, single service items. Because they can't afford a big bottle. Well, before they would just discard that. And because we've created a monetary process for those, people are collecting them. They have an extra bag in their kitchen, and all of the sachets that were before going into the garbage as waste or into the canal as waste are being collected and then returned once a week or once every couple of weeks to one of our centers.
So where are you now? Where are you able to do Plastic Bank?
We're powerfully and fully executed in Haiti, in the Philippines, in the slums of Manila. We've just launched Brazil, working into Sao Paulo, and we've just launched powerfully as well into Indonesia. And that same relationship that's taken us into Indonesia is also seeding us into South Africa.
Well, and you have a huge goal, because you've said that $500 billion could alleviate all poverty around the world, all of it. And what's your goal with plastic?
All the plastic we've ever produced is really mostly still here as waste. And at a low end of 50 cents per kilogram, we could potentially be unleashing a $4 trillion value as a currency for the poor. It's not a handout. And that's the power in this being a for-profit business. We have not yet encountered anyone that has brought recycling or solid waste to the ultra-poor. We really are the Uber of recycling, allowing the poor themselves to make the most. That's been the change that the poor have been waiting for. Ultimately, we're launching a wave of entrepreneurship in solution, using the value that is inherent inside that petroleum resource.
That's David Katz, CEO and founder of Plastic Bank, the for-profit company that hopes to revolutionize recycling around the world. We'll have more at herenow.org. David, best of luck to you.
Thank you, Robin.
And your thoughts, an opportunity for the poor, or something unseemly maybe about asking them to clean up what maybe plastic producers should? Thoughts welcome, herenow.org.